Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aditi, we had Mike Florio on last hour, and he said his spidey sense is Bailey Zappe will get promoted to the Browns active roster, and it will be Zappe, not Sanders, who is one snap away Sunday against the Steelers. What do you make of that?
I would tell you that is exactly what my spidey sense says as well.
Why?
It's about readiness. It's about readiness, mm-hmm. and it's also about the development of a young player. And you've heard Kevin Stefanski say that again. Guys, it is so hard to say anything about Shedeur Sanders. You say the most positive, wonderful things about him, and it still somehow gets twisted or warped in some way. Mm-hmm. The Browns obviously believe in him. They would not have drafted him if they did not believe in him. He is obviously progressing. He is obviously growing. He is not quite yet ready to be a starter in the National Football League. And when you listen to Kevin Stefanski earlier today talk about the development of young players being paramount, part of that is that you don't want to stunt the growth and the development and the confidence of a player by putting them in a position that they are not quite yet ready for. And I can tell you this, I was on the sideline for the preseason game where Shedeur Sanders played against the Carolina Panthers, and he was insanely hard on himself. And that was a game in which he was absolutely set up to succeed. Mm-hmm. Not much was asked of him at all. He did indeed play quite well. You saw then a few weeks later when he was in, I believe they were in Philadelphia. It's all running together now because we're so many weeks into the season.
He missed the Philadelphia game. He came back and played the last game.
Okay, it was the week afterwards.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you. The Rams game where more was asked of him and it didn't quite go as well. So the Browns are being very careful not to put more on his plate than he can master at a time. That is not a knock on Shedeur Sanders. That is not Kevin Stefanski holding Shedeur Sanders down. That is not the team not wanting him to succeed. On what planet would you draft a kid, a young man, to not have him succeed? You're obviously so invested in his future and who he is. So again, it comes to readiness. It comes to safety. It comes to making sure that the long-term goal, the long-term plan, is still in place. Now, look, Jimmy Haslam made very clear, Browns owner Jimmy Haslam made very clear during the preseason or during training camp that at some point he would like to see both of these young quarterbacks. So should the Browns be completely out of the playoff picture at some point this season, then it would not be far-fetched to see Shedeur Sanders. Or if Shedeur Sanders' growth and development suddenly skyrockets in the next few weeks, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But just like Mike Florio is saying, don't be surprised if Bailey Zappe is the number two quarterback this week.
Aditi, to move to a quarterback who no longer plays for the Browns, why were they willing to deal Joe Flacco in division to the Bengals?
You know what? The Browns, not just the Browns, a lot of teams feel that fifth round pick is very valuable, especially when it comes to trading for a veteran player. I believe Amari Cooper they got for a fifth round pick. Maybe Za'Darius Smith they got for a fifth round pick.
But they also had to give up a sixth.
Sure, but the fifth is more valuable than the sixth. And I mean, clearly they're saying that they're not afraid of Joe Flacco. I agree with you. Like, Joe Flacco, to me, is obviously an improvement on Jake Browning. Yep. Joe Flacco, if that line doesn't get him killed, if that line doesn't get him killed, and that I shouldn't say it that way, but if that line can somehow do its job and keep him upright, Joe Flacco has a way, way, way better chance of getting involved than Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Guarantee you Mike Tomlin is much more afraid of seeing the Bengals on a short week with Flacco than with Jake Browning.
I agree with Chris on that.
Of course.
Yep.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely 100%. So that piece of it, I agree. I don't know why, even if you yourself as a team, meaning the Browns, are not necessarily afraid of playing the Bengals with Joe Flacco, you've now made the Bengals better. So why are you making any team in the division better?
And I thought they valued Flacco's like veteran. Maybe he's not going to mentor him per se.
But he's like a good guy in the room and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't get enough credit for that.
That's what I mean. Apparently the team didn't give enough credit for that either.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about that.
You don't think he can help Dylan Gabriel with that kind of stuff, being a pro?
100%.
That's what I mean.
He does. 100% he does.
You can't put a price on that. They did for a fifth-round pick.
You know what? Every single team values, and this is the kind, it's so funny because I was just on the radio with our old friend Ramon Foster yesterday, and we've talked about this so much.
No, he's banned on our airwaves.
Every team. Why?
Not by us.
Not
by
us. It's just the larger forces at work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gadidi.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay, well, that's a conversation I need to...
Yeah, you should ask him off air and say, why are you banned on the fan?
You absolutely should.
But if you're the ones that are banning him,
no,
then
we're not.
We're not.
We want
this
him.
This show would love to be able to put him
we're
on.
We're pro Ramon Foster.
Oh, my. Pro,
people.
Pro 73.
Right, well, not to go too far afield. But Ramon and I have talked so much. I only bring him up because I was on the radio yesterday. There are some organizations that care so much about the ecosystem of a locker room and about those older veteran guys who maybe have lost a little bit of speed on their fastball but are still so savvy and maybe glue guys and maybe teach young guys how to be professionals. And then there are other organizations that don't really worry as much about the ecosystem of the locker room and are more about amassing talent. And so,
well, the Browns are definitely the latter of those two. They are an analytics-driven franchise.
Oh, Paul
if I've ever seen one.
Using that supercomputer, like you can't believe.
They are, Aditi. I mean, they—that's how they run.
I'm just.
Aditi, by the way, I cannot do this interview with you based on what you just said about like who you were just talking to, and not bring up the fact that you watched one of the all-time meltdowns in NFL history in person on Sunday. Malzy, she watched our Cardinals go up in flames and kill our survivor pools.
Aditi, I
cannot believe that. And then watch the coach get fined $100,000 for being a coach.
Yeah, Aditi, I just
unbelievable.
I need you to know this before you answer. Pony had said to me, because I was in a survivor pool where I had one entry left, and it was starting to get down to like, all right.
Nitty-gritty time.
Like there's some people dropping like flies. He goes, Malzy, easy solution for you if you don't know who to pick. Pick whoever's playing the Titans this week.
That was my formula.
You should have called me. You should have called me.
Aditi, that game looked like it was over in a walk.
Yeah, what are you going to say? The guy was going to fumble the ball at the goal line? You weren't going to say that.
Two of the most brain dead plays I've ever seen.
Craziest play that I have ever seen in my entire... No, not the Amari
Dimitri. The fumble play. It was the reverse holy roller.
Guys, that's the second time I saw that. I was in Denver last year when Jonathan Taylor did it.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't Di Mercado done it twice in his career?
Adi Mitchell did it last week.
I'm saying the craziest play was the Cam Ward interception that got
the fumble.
Lockett fell on in the end zone.
Yeah, that's the reverse holy roller from the Raiders.
Unbelievable.
That,
Aditi, how do you come back from that as a franchise?
My skin was crawling watching that happen, realizing I was going to lose
Arizona
that game.
Arizona might as well pack it in. Okay, what a terrible loss.
But what I will tell you is that, and I actually gave a report not to do, this is, of course, is going to be congratulations on all your success, one of those. This is not meant as a pat myself on the back, but I actually gave a report in that game about the Titans bench and how there were no hung heads. There was nobody that looked resigned or defeated, even when they were down 21-6, I think it was. I don't know if I gave that report at 21-6 or 21-12, but I essentially was telling the booth, don't give up on them just yet. Small part because I've seen Arizona collapse as well. I had them against the Panthers where they almost gave away the game. Yep. But really, the Titans legitimately were fighting. The way Jeffrey Simmons, who might be playing defensive tackle better than anybody in the league right now, the way he was going up and down that bench talking to his team, the way Cam Ward, a rookie, was after every single drive engaging with his wide receivers. Calvin Ridley, who just was losing his mind with energy. That was not a team that had given up on its head coach or that had given up on its chances. It very much reminded me of the Lions in 2022 when they just needed to get one win. They just were constantly in these close games and losing these awful
and tying games against the Steelers because Ben was sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was also a game that I was at that was completely ridiculous. I remember standing next to Tim Boyle at some point and saying, does anybody want to win this game?
I did not think we'd get a Tim Boyle reference today.
Well, Aditi, you never know what you're getting.
And congratulations on all your success and enjoy New Orleans where I got married. Goodbye, Aditi.
Where you got married. Bye, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.